Sullivan's Island, A Lowcountry Tale, by Dorothea Benton Frank. I searched for sleep curled up in my quilt, the one made for me at my birth by my paternal grandmother's own hands. Southern women have always taken pride in the excellence of their needlework. Over the years it had been abused, and then its edges rebound and its tears carefully mended. The design was my grandmother's own, so unique, a beautiful pastel-colored garden, with a stream of gray and pale blue silk water running down its center. As a child, the scene had seemed so real to me that I could imagine myself there, climbing the garden wall of stone and pale green ivy, and then wading in the water. The front was pieced together from tiny swatches of fabrics to form flowers, birds, trees, and shrubs. She had probably collected those swatches for years. The back of the quilt was now ivory silk, blind-stitched over its original backing of cotton. Its fragile state was so urgent. It should have been mounted as a wall hanging for the sake of preservation. But I couldn't retire it as an art object. I preferred to wrap myself in its cool folds, wondering if my grandmother, the one I had scarcely known, was trying to tell me something. I turned in our ancient creaking bed, my parents' bed, solid mahogany, with carved shafts of rice decorating each of its four red patina posters, a symbol of long-gone plantation crops. I remember the day we had carried it into the house in pieces, up the steep stairs from the front hall to our bedroom, Tom and I, and together we had assembled it, fitting the neatly labeled pegs in just so. We had just bought our house then, an old Victorian in the historic district of downtown, and my sister had insisted that we have the bed as a housewarming gift. My mind moved on. I tried to convince myself that the gentle rhythmic